This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A teenaged computer coder is building a first-of-its-kind American Sign Language app. 17-year-old Danush Eshwar is a computer science whiz. Eshwar is one of the winners of Apple's 2024 Swift Student Challenge, which challenges young creators with developing apps that solve real-world problems. His submission, Finger Dance, is geared for better communication between the deaf and hearing communities. Using machine learning and augmented reality, it recognizes users' hand poses and classifies them as American Sign Language letters, helping beginners to learn ASL. Eshwar said, "The thing I love so much about computer science is it's not a theoretical thing. It's a very hands-on, practical, problem-solving system that you can use to help others." The winning program was created specifically for the challenge and isn't yet in app stores, but the high school senior is hard at work on an even more ambitious project that he says will be available to download in the future, an app that translates ASL hand signs to English in real time, like a Google Translate for visual languages, Eshwar says. Saturday, December 14th was the start of the nation's longest-running community science bird project, the Audubon Christmas Bird Count, or CBC. For the 125th year, volunteers of all skill levels head outside to listen and look for birds, diligently recording what bird species they observe. With each tally, information is gathered on bird population trends, climate impacts, habitat preferences, and shifts in rainfall patterns. The Audubon Christmas Bird Count also offers people the intangible value of coming together outdoors, even in the slog, snow, and rain. Brooke Bateman, Audubon's Senior Director of Climate and Community Science, says the success of the CBC is rooted in tradition and on connection between people and nature, on sharing the love of birds with longtime friends and new birders. This year, Audubon estimates that 80,000 people will participate in the Audubon Christmas Bird Count. The Montana State University Extension Service has two support programs to help unpaid family caregivers across the state. The Extension Service partners with the Bozeman business Orders Up to provide food boxes with five healthy, frozen prepared meals to save caregivers time and to reduce their daily burdens. Orders Up owner Danielle Miller says she has 10 employees that help to make the individual and family meals, pack them up, and prepare them to be delivered to caregivers. MSU Extension first developed the Caregiver Respite Retreat Program in 2021. The program offers one-day retreats focused on sustainable self-care education for caregivers. From April through June of this year, 500 meal boxes were distributed through the food program, and 1,400 adults and 700 children were provided meals. Both support programs received a grant from the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services of almost $400,000. The money will help fund the programs through 2026. The Montana State University Bobcat football team, the number one seed in the NCAA FCS postseason football playoffs, won in a decisive victory last Friday night with a 52-19 win over the number 8 seed Idaho Vandals. MSU improved their undefeated season record of 14-0 for the first time in MSU's history and in Big Sky Conference history. The Montana State University Bobcat football team will host number 4 South Dakota in the semifinals this coming Saturday at 1:30 p.m. at home in Bobcat Stadium in Bozeman. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.